Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained there for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if he walks at night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." He said this, and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. So let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Like the gospel passages that we heard the past 2 Sundays, this one is just as long, involved, and at times confusing, both to read and to hear. For one thing, at the beginning of the passage, Jesus seemed unconcerned that his dear friend Lazarus was sick and dying. Jesus didn't demonstrate any care, compassion, or urgency to leave where he was and go to Bethany. Even though Lazarus was dying, Jesus appeared to be anything but concerned. That confusion was compounded once Jesus finally arrived near Bethany. When Martha heard that Jesus was near their village, she ran out to meet him, but she was angry because he didn't come sooner. But rather than trying to console Martha, Jesus engaged her in a theological conversation about death and resurrection. It just seemed odd. But then the story turns and moves in another direction. If we listen carefully, we'll notice a tenderness rise up within Jesus as he was overcome with grief. Jesus loved Lazarus like a brother. He grieved like we do. Even though Jesus has the power to walk on water and to raise the dead, he was just as capable as you and I of feeling loss, pain, and grief. We're told, "And Jesus wept," the shortest sentence in the gospel. He shared this deep grief over Lazarus's death with Lazarus's sisters, Martha and Mary. The sadness of the woman seemed to be compounded by their belief that if Jesus had been there, their brother would not have died. Knowing that he would soon face his own passion, Jesus had come to Bethany to show Martha and Mary and all of us that death is not the end. He then went to Lazarus's tomb. Imagine a desolate, quiet place outside the village of Bethany. The only sound that you would hear at that time would be the weeping of the people who loved a friend, a brother, a neighbor. Jesus then spoke, "Take away the stone." With an authority that came from within himself, he commanded, "Lazarus, come out." Lazarus, once dead, was alive again. Like the stories of the Samaritan woman and the blind man, this story holds a mirror before us in which we see our own mortality, the question that death raises, and the promises that God gives us in His Son, Jesus Christ. One day, all of us who believe in Him will be called forth from our own tombs and freed from the chains of sin and death that plague our human existence. Next weekend, we begin the holiest week of the year. This story about Lazarus's death and then his rising from the dead looks at that week with great hope. Why? Because the one who called Lazarus from the grave is the same one who would later enter his own grave and then 3 days later rise from it. We know how real death is. We who have sat through too many funerals and cried at too many graves may still dare to follow our Lord no matter what. As we journey from Samaria to Jerusalem, from Bethany to Calvary, following Jesus, whose life, death, and resurrection offers us the mercy and grace to face our own death with courage, purpose, and great hope. And when we do, we discover that Jesus figuratively speaks to us. He stands by our grave and figuratively speaks to us as he spoke to Lazarus. Jesus, who died and rose again, calls us from the grave of self-pity and self-doubt, from the tomb of selfishness and guilt, from the cemetery of failure and blindness. He tells us that if we believe in him, we shall live. We live because of his life and his grace. We'll live today, tomorrow, and forever not because we're good or smart, not because we're clever or righteous. We live because Jesus went before us in both life and death. Although our bodies are destined to die one day, just like Lazarus did, our souls will live forever. Lent is a time for us to prepare for the gift that God has promised us. I will open your graves. God did that for the Israelites, and he'll do it for us. Lent is a time to accept God's offer of eternal life, to repent of our sins, to embrace the resurrected Jesus and the new life that he gives us.